live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. I'm Emma Rose Callaghan with the main evening news. Coming up in this bulletin, it's been revealed that the proportionate value of the fisheries and seafood sector in Donegal is double that of any other county in Ireland, with Killybegs the busiest and biggest port in the country. 15 people have been caught driving under the influence in Donegal over the past week, and it comes as three major teachers' unions are set to consider industrial action tomorrow if the government doesn't prioritise their members for vaccination. And Kenny Harkin will be here with the latest in sport at around 5:15. But first in news, the proportionate value of the fisheries and seafood sector in Donegal is double that of any other county in Ireland. That's according to Bord Iscaoire's annual Business of Seafood report that points out that the sector makes up 16% of the Donegal economy, compared to 7% in Cork and 6% in Galway, Clare and the eastern coastal counties. Killybegs remains the country's biggest and busiest port, with 112 million euro worth of fish landed there in 2020. Dominic Ryan is BIM's Economic and Strategic Services Manager.
Looking at Donegal as a whole, the value of the seafood sector maintained it fairly well during 2020, and then 16% of the economy in Donegal came from the seafood sector. So it was a challenging year overall for Donegal and Killybegs in particular. The situation was reasonably stable, even though, you know, there was difficulties and challenges there.
Sometimes we don't appreciate how big this is. 2020 saw 346 million euro value of fish catch landed by Irish vessels into Irish ports. Of that 346 million, Killybegs accounted for 112 million euro. That's almost a third of the entire national value of fish catch.
Killybegs remains the biggest fishing port in Ireland, and a lot of that 112 million is driven by landings of particularly mackerel, horse mackerel and blue whiting and other pelagic species. Supports around 7 large processors based in Killybegs or nearby.
15 people have been caught driving under the influence in Donegal over the past week. 5 arrests were for the offence of drink driving, while 10 motorists were arrested for drug driving offences. Gardaí say the level of detections across the Donegal division remains high and are appealing to the public to never get behind the wheel if they have either alcohol or drugs in their system. Sergeant Charlene Anderson says the high level of drug driving cases in particular is a cause for concern.
Unfortunately, there's high level of drink and drug driving, and it does continue. So I suppose this morning it's just an opportunity to ask people to think before they get behind the wheel and really never get into a car with anyone who may be under the influence of an intoxicant, namely drugs or alcohol, who intends on driving the vehicle. I suppose losing your driving licence, you know, is one thing, but you're also putting your own life and the lives of your passengers and indeed other road users that you may be meeting on the road at serious risk. And I suppose there's been a number of serious and fatal road traffic collisions throughout this county, and I've been to a number of them myself. And when you've seen the aftermath, the devastation that can be caused and that is caused, I suppose, to families, to people that are left behind, it's not nice news to be given to anybody at any time. And unfortunately, the increase in the detections, it does really highlight the blatant disregard that some drivers have for indeed the law and indeed road safety. So it's important, I just thought that we would mention it this morning due to the increase, and it is significant over the past week, with 10 for drug driving and 5 for drink driving, particularly in relation to the mandatory intoxicant checkpoints. For a long period of time, it was just drink driving that we were detecting on those. Now there's oral fluid samples being taken, and that detects certain types of drugs if somebody has them within their system. And I suppose drugs can stay in your system for up to 7 days. So if you're drug driving, the checkpoints are going on all the time. If you're stopped, you will be arrested, taken to the station, a sample will be taken from you, and then depending on the result of the analysis, you'll be looking at a disqualification.
The Education Minister says older people are 70 times more likely to die from COVID compared to those under 35. It comes as three major teachers' unions are set to consider industrial action tomorrow if the government doesn't prioritise their members for vaccination. The unions were angered by a change in the vaccine rollout list, which will now be based solely on age. Norma Foley says this was done because of new scientific advice.
Professor Karina Butler of NIAC has confirmed that if we were to compare a person aged between 30 and 35 with a person aged between 60 and 65, the person aged between 60 and 65 years old is 70 times more likely to die as a result of COVID-19 than a younger person.
It was Ireland's shame to have students packed into undersized classrooms during a pandemic, according to the INTO. At its annual conference, delegates voted in favour of a proposal to reduce class sizes to 20 pupils. INTO President Mary Magner has called on the government to implement further actions to bring class numbers down.
If government really wants to prioritise education, reduction of class sizes should be their policy without being shamed into it by teachers, parents, school management and unions alike.
Cables for CCTV and TV have been cut at a house in Letterkenny. The incident happened at Sprackburn Drive on Thursday, last between the hours of midday and 6 p.m. Gardaí are investigating the incident. Anyone with information is being urged to contact them in Letterkenny. An investigation is continuing into a weekend burglary at St. Eunan's Cathedral in Letterkenny. It's what's been described as an opportunistic crime, and the break-in happened while Mass was taking place. Michaela Clark has more.
The burglary happened on Saturday morning last between 10 and 10:30 a.m. Entry was gained to the sacristy area of the cathedral while Mass was taking place, and a couple of mobile phones were stolen from there. Gardaí are interested in any sightings of a man who was observed in the area around that time. The man is described as being in his mid-20s and was wearing a backpack and green camouflage style trousers. Gardaí are particularly interested in hearing from anybody who was in the area of the cathedral and Sentry Hill between 9:30 and 10:30 a.m. last Saturday morning, and who may have observed this man on foot in the area, or anyone who may have been in that area and who had a dash cam. Anyone with information is being urged to contact Letterkenny Garda Station.
A window of a house has been smashed on the outskirts of Letterkenny. The incident happened at Dungleape, New Mills, Letterkenny on Sunday between 1:05 in the afternoon and 1:15. The front window of the property was smashed with a rock. Anyone who witnessed the incident or anyone who has information that would further help the investigation is being asked to contact Gardaí in Letterkenny. There are further calls for pop-up COVID-19 testing centres to be set up in Donegal. Although there has been no county breakdown of cases over the last few days, Donegal had one of the highest infection rates nationwide as of last Friday. 7 walk-in test centres opened in other counties last week, yet despite the likes of Letterkenny, Buncrana and Milford featuring in the top 10 highest COVID rates nationwide, no such centre has been established in the county. Councillor Jerry McMonagall, Vice Chair of the HSE's Regional Health Forum West, says it makes no sense leaving Donegal out of the initiative.
The infection rate in Donegal is quite high, and I just think it would make sense to have a walk-in pop-up testing centre here in Letterkenny and the county to try and help with the fight against the virus. We've got the highest incidence rate of the virus here in the county and the whole state, and we've also got the lowest. But, I mean, I think the more testing and tracing we do, then the better results we'll get in fighting this virus.
Do you think questions need to be answered as to why such a centre hasn't been established here in the county when we do see other centres in other counties as of last week? Yet, as you mentioned, Donegal, or parts of the county indeed, have some of the highest infection rates nationwide.
But look, you see, once again, it's down, you know, people are getting really frustrated. We are being asked as a nation to comply with the criteria laid down by the government and the health service. And at times when we see another weapon that we could use against this virus, like, and we've been saying it for a long time, the tracking and tracing is the most important thing to help the fight against this virus. So surely it would make sense in an area like Donegal, where there is high instances of the virus, we're stubbornly refusing to go down, that we need all the weapons we have at our disposal. And I think that these pop-up walk-in centres for testing would help in that fight against the virus.
The World Health Organization says the benefits of the AstraZeneca vaccine against COVID-19 outweigh any risks. It's studying the latest data following reports of blood clots in some people who've received it and will deliver a fresh assessment either tomorrow or Thursday. But the WHO doesn't believe there will be any reason to change its advice. A minister for state who was instrumental in the rollout of the MICA redress scheme has admitted that it's not perfect. While over 1,000 affected homeowners in Donegal have so far come forward, it's thought there are many more who are yet to do so. Currently, the scheme pays out 90% of the cost of repairs, with people having to pay the remaining 10%. There have been ongoing calls on the government to deliver a fully funded scheme, but Minister for State Damien English says the onus lies with the banks to make the scheme more workable.
The scheme is not perfect. No scheme will be when you're trying to administer a scheme that's again, a grant towards people rebuilding their houses, making them safe again, their family home. So there were still some issues that had to be still teased out when I finished in that department. But I was glad that we got the scheme approved and up and running and is being rolled out. It was always going to probably be slow to get off the ground in terms of an impact in reaching all the houses. But there's no end date to the scheme. It will go on for a number of years. We know there's potentially 3,000 or 4,000 houses in Donegal that are affected by this. Hopefully that's not the case. We are aware of over 1,000, but there is now a scheme in place to redress this and to pay out and to fix people's homes. It doesn't cover all the costs. I firmly believe that the bank and lending institutions need to be part of that conversation for that remaining 10%.
But it seems in many cases the problem is they're not, and questions being asked locally in Donegal as to whether the government really did enough to persuade the banks to be more involved.
Yeah, and all, I mean, I'd be well on record of saying in my last two meetings with the MICA Action Group as well as in the Dáil that was a conversation that had to happen as we published the new scheme, as we were implementing it in the rollout. Because if I was a lending institute or a bank, they have a fair, you know, if there's a large debt on a house, which there is in many cases here, the asset is going to be fixed and it's going to be, you know, apart from a family home, it's also an asset that the bank have a mortgage over. It will be left in perfect condition. So in my view, the banks have a very strong interest in making this work and making this happen.
The number of people receiving the pandemic unemployment payment this week is down by 6,000. 437,000 people are due to receive the payment today, reaching a total of over €130 million. In Donegal, there's currently 14,834 people receiving the payment, a decrease of 179 on last week's figure. Construction has seen the largest decrease in the number of people receiving PUP, with 1,591 fewer people receiving the payment compared to last week.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by michaelmurphysports.ie. Shop 24/7 with nationwide next day delivery.
And we cross over to sport now with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Emma Rose. We'll start with soccer, and Real Madrid will be without both of their first-choice central defenders. That's for tonight's first leg of their Champions League quarter-final with Liverpool. Rafael Varane has been ruled out of the game, and Madrid haven't tested positive for COVID-19. And with Sergio Ramos out injured, Zinedine Zidane looks set to partner Nacho and Eder Milato. It's the first competitive meeting of the side since the 2018 Champions League final, which Real Madrid won after Mo Salah had been injured by Ramos. But Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp is not out for revenge tonight.
Sometimes it's close enough, like a week later, 2 weeks later, and you can have this kind of emotion still in you. But I don't believe too much in revenge, but it would be nice to get through against Real Madrid, because that would mean we are in the next round, and that's actually what we want to do. And they are outstanding, and Zinedine and the boys, they know exactly how it goes. So no, we are not here for revenge.
And Manchester City's quest for an historic quadruple continues tonight. Pep Guardiola's side entertain Borussia Dortmund in the first leg of their Champions League quarter-final. Both of tonight's European contests start at 8 o'clock. And there's two games in the EFL Championship tonight. Third place Brentford, they host Birmingham. That one starts at 7 o'clock. And at 7.45, the leaders Norwich City, they take on Huddersfield Town. In the Irish Premiership tonight, there's five games down for decision. Ballymena United, they host third place Glentoran. Carrick Rangers play Crusaders. Cliftonville, they're up against bottom club Dungannon and Swifts. Glen Avon, they play Warren Point Town, and Portadown play Larne. Elsewhere, Scotland's First Minister has suggested so-called COVID passports will be used at this summer's European Championships. Glasgow, London and Dublin are all due to host matches during the tournament, which has been delayed by a year because of the pandemic. Nicola Sturgeon, she says all options to welcome fans back into venues will be explored. Meanwhile, the Irish government says it is still not in a position to provide assurances over supporters attending games in Dublin. In other news, Slavia Prague's Andre Kudela has been provisionally suspended for one match while UEFA investigate claims he racially abused Rangers' Glenn Kamara. Disciplinary proceedings have been opened against both players following a heated Europa League tie last month. Slavia deny the allegations made against the player and have accused Kamara of assaulting him after the match at Ibrox. And Rangers captain James Tavernier has signed a new contract extension with the Scottish Premiership champions. His new deal will keep him at the club until at least the summer of 2024. And Dominic Mackay, he's leaving his role with Scottish Rugby early to take up a position as Celtic's new chief executive. He was due to start working at the Glasgow club in July, but will now begin at Parkhead from April the 19th. Celtic are also searching for a new manager, with former Bournemouth boss Eddie Howe favourite for the job. Down in England, West Ham, they'll sign defender Craig Dawson on a permanent deal in the summer. The centre-back, who's on loan from Watford this season, has signed a two-year deal at the London Stadium. Despite playing just half of their Premier League matches, Dawson ranks in the top five in the division for clearances and aerial battles. In snooker, Ken Doherty trails Lee Walker by 5-4 in their World Championship qualifier. Doherty led by 4-1, but lost 4 in a row to trail 5-4. There's 2 frames left to play tonight. Doherty needs to win both. The first to 6 will play Nigel Bond in round 2. And in rugby, scrum half Catherine Dean feels Ireland are more than equipped to take on the big guns in the Six Nations. Ireland, they begin their campaign away to Wales this Saturday evening. Dean watched on last weekend as England and France put up big scores against Scotland and Wales. In Australian rules, Corris Daunton's been included in the 2021 AFLW Team of the Year after another impressive campaign with the Greater Western Sydney Giants. The four-time All-Ireland winner is named among the forwards who made the shortlist. Staunton first joined the Giants in 2017. And North Korea has become the first country to pull out of this summer's rescheduled Olympics. The officials say they won't be sending athletes to Tokyo in order to protect them from COVID-19. It had been hoped the games would be used to help the North and South resume cross-border talks. Both sides put forward a joint team for the 2018 Winter Olympics. Finally, for this evening in horse racing, Tiger Roll will face 8 challengers in Thursday's Betway Bowl Chase at Aintree. Among the confirmed runners is 2018 Cheltenham Gold Cup winner Native River. That's all your sport for this evening. It's back to Emma Rose.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to news, the Bishop of Derry and Raphoe is calling for an immediate stop to violence in Derry. Police came under attack for a seventh night during disorder in the city, where cars were set on fire and petrol bombs were thrown at officers. It's been a turbulent week across Northern Ireland as loyalist tensions have simmered over into violence. Speaking on today's 9 till noon show, Bishop of Derry and Raphoe Andrew Forrester appealed for calm.
So many things we need to be concerned about at the moment. Our economy, jobs, education, all of that that's been affected by COVID, and what's happening now is complicating all of that. And we need to step back from this and use the proper functions of both government and police accountability to address concerns that the community may have, or parts of the community may have, rather than going onto the streets. There is a simple solution to what we're seeing on our streets at the moment, and that's just don't do it. Don't throw petrol bombs, don't throw stones, don't cause the trouble and hassle that is only affecting your own neighbourhood and wrecking the prospects of your own neighbourhood and putting old people in terror and so on. So there, in one way, there is a simple solution. Don't riot.
Yeah.
Don't cause that hassle. And there is, of course, there is that sense that Rebecca has well articulated of concern about the protocol, about the funeral and so on that happened of Bobby's story. But yet, you know, we have to use the democratic institutions that we have to address these things.
And finally, in weather, cloudy and outbreaks of rain tonight. However, rainfall amounts will be small and many areas will stay dry. Clear spells will develop at times, allowing temperatures to fall to between -1 to +2 degrees Celsius, with a touch of frost also developing. And a look at the closing headlines. It's been revealed that the proportionate value of the fisheries and seafood sector in Donegal is double that of any other county in Ireland, with Killybegs the busiest and biggest port in Ireland. 15 people have been caught driving under the influence in Donegal over the past week. And three major teachers' unions are set to consider industrial action tomorrow if government doesn't prioritise their members for vaccination. That's all from Highland Radio News and Sport for now. You can listen back to a podcast of the main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Back with the headlines again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for Tuesday evening, April 6th. The death has taken place of Mrs. Evelyn Beats, Carrignamana, Killygordon. Due to HSC and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and interment are private to family only, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. Funeral service at Mullinan Parish Church, Killygordon on Thursday at 1:30, with interment afterwards in the family plot and the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, donations if desired to Mullinan Parish Church Fund, care of any family member, or Gibson Funeral Director Convoy. The sudden death has taken place of Seamus Campbell, Tully Vinnie Raffo. Due to HSC and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and interment are private to family only, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. Funeral mass in St. Eunan's Church Raffo at 11 o'clock on Friday, with interment afterwards in the new cemetery Convoy. Mass can be viewed live on parishchurchraffo.com. Family flowers only, donations if desired to St. Vincent de Paul and Heart Support Unit at Letterkenny University Hospital. Care of Gibson Funeral Directors Convoy. The peaceful death has taken place of Mary Jo Boyle, née McSorley, Bunaman Anagri and formerly of Lochinure. Her remains will arrive at her residence this evening at approximately 6:15. Funeral mass will take place in St. Mary's Star of the Sea Church, Anagri on Thursday at 12:00, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Due to government and HSE restrictions, the wake, funeral and burial will be strictly private to immediate family only, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. The rosary for the happy repose of her soul can be viewed on the Anagri Parish Facebook page tonight and tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Funeral mass will be broadcast on the Colm Gillespie Funeral Director Facebook page and on the Anagri Parish webcam. The sudden death has taken place of Liam Doherty Jr., Devlin Ray, Carrigart. His remains will repose at his late residence from 5 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Friday, going to the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Coole Cranford, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in Milford Cemetery. Mass can be viewed live on Kilmacrenan Parish Facebook page. Due to government restrictions, the wake, funeral and burial are private to family and close friends only, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. The death has occurred of Agnes McHugh, Ard Crone, Anagri. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral mass tomorrow at 12:00 in Star of the Sea Church, Anagri, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. In line with government and HSE restrictions, the wake, funeral and burial are private to family and close friends only, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. The death has occurred of Manus Manny Boyle, Mansfield, England, and formerly of Erity House Manor, Cunningham. Funeral will take place in Mansfield, England, at a date to be confirmed. The death has taken place of Donna Sheens, late of Scotland and formerly of St. Boddins Terrace, Kildaff. Donna's remains are going to St. Boddins this evening. Funeral from there on Thursday at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St. Mary's Church, Bock in Kildaff, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Donna's funeral mass can be viewed on kildaffparish.com. Family flowers only, donations if desired to Letterkenny University Hospital Oncology Ward, care of any family member. In compliance with current HSC and government restrictions, the house funeral and burial will be strictly private to the family only, please, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. The death has taken place of Patrick McLenahan, Shilling Hill, Greencastle. Remains reposing at his home. Funeral from his home tomorrow at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St. Mary's Church, Ballybrack, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on seeitonline.ie. Donations in lieu of flowers and Mass cards to Cancer Support Care Donegal Branch, care of any family member. In line with government and HSE restrictions, the wake, funeral and burial is private to family and close friends only, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. And the peaceful death has taken place of Pauline Kavanagh, Tully Vinnie Raffoe. In compliance with current HSC and government restrictions, the house funeral and burial will be strictly private to the family only, please, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. Funeral mass in St. Mary's Church Convoy tomorrow at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the family plot in the old cemetery. Mass will be streamed live on Craig's Media Facebook page. Family flowers only, donations if desired to Oncology Unit at Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Gibson Funeral Directors Convoy.